AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Russian forces say they've captured an airport just outside of Kyiv, but first, there's news of a Supreme Court nominee. The Associated Press has learned President Biden will nominate Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman to be named to the nation's highest court.
Jackson says her interest in the law began as a preschooler while her dad was in law school. They'd sit at the dining table, she with coloring books, he with law books. She eventually graduated from Harvard Law. Just last year, the president elevated her to the Federal Appeals Court for the D.C. Circuit. Jackson earned 3 GOP votes while being confirmed. The 51-year-old was a federal trial court judge before that. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the international community to help him defend his country. Russian forces say they're in control of a large airport in the capital region. President Biden is meeting with NATO allies over the crisis. Moldavia's naval agency says a tanker in the Black Sea has been hit by a missile. The source, unknown. A fire broke out on the ship, which is operated by a Ukrainian company, and the crew, made up of Russians, had to evacuate. There's been a massive settlement announced in a major opioid addiction case against Johnson & Johnson and 3 distributors. Our Ben Thomas reports.
None of the $26 billion will go to victims of opioid addiction or their survivors. Rather, it'll go to nearly every state and local government to boost programs aimed at reversing the crisis.
A 6.2 magnitude earthquake has struck off Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Dozens of injuries are reported. There have been some deaths. The Commerce Department reports consumer spending rose 6.1% last month compared to January of last year. This is AP News. Elections officials around the country preparing for the midterms have another security concern to add to their list: threats from within. In a handful of states, authorities are investigating if local officials directed or aided in suspected security breaches at their own election offices. This is Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold.
For example, take the Mesa County insider threat. A Republican county clerk decided to compromise voting equipment, risking the security of that county's elections. And I was able to decertify the voting equipment, ask a judge to remove her from overseeing the 2021 election.
She says the clerk copied a voting machine hard drive, which somehow was released to the public. Mardi Gras revelers in Orleans, instead of treats and beads, are getting rapid COVID test kits from health officials. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.